Welcome to the Coda Catch Up podcast. My name's Jamie Jones, and today we're going to be discussing Stripe. If anyone hasn't heard of this yet, if you've been living under a rock, basically, it's sort of a replacement for PayPal. It's an online service that processes payments of some sort. So whether it's a subscription, a single payment, anything like that. Now, it's a pretty amazing product. So basically, as soon as I got access to this, which I waited forever to, it's just been an absolute dream to implement payments, custom shopping carts and things like that into any website. Now, it has a super, super awesome API. The API docs are easy to read through and easy to implement. The APIs for various platforms and languages is amazing. So there's a Rails gem, which gives you access to the Ruby, that gives you access to the API. The PHP version of it is just incredible as well. Like, the code is just so nice and clean. Chris Coyer said, I think it was on Shop Talk, that this is paraphrasing a bit here, close to what he said, pretty much universally loved by everyone. And I think that's very much true. Like, everyone I know who has used it is just over the moon with it. They're like, I need to use this for everything. It's essentially a PayPal clone, sort of, but it doesn't have the hosted side of things. So if you need that, there is Plasso.co, which is created by Drew Wilson. And that basically, it's like a PayPal replacement running on top of Stripe. So Stripe basically like an API that sits in the background. It won't give you you can't click a button. It goes off to a new site where you can then go and enter all your information. That's already got the SSL handle, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't do that. But there are third-party services like Plasso that will do that for you and handle subscriptions and all that kind of stuff for a small additional fee. So basically, with those two things, you could replace PayPal. Now, the things it has, which these are the two massive ones, is Stripe Checkout, which is, so you still need SSL on your site, but once you've got SSL set up, you're right. They've got Stripe Checkout. Now, basically, what that does is it allows you to not need to design a payment form. What it does is it offers you this really beautiful, customizable kind of payment flow that works on desktop and mobile. The mobile experience is all curated and stuff. When you use the checkout version, and it's always up to date, there's no coding. On their site, they've got a really cool interactive demo of it. And it's just so awesome. All you do is you click a button, it slides in at the same time. And then it shows an email address field, cart number, expiry, etc., and it will do the full payment for you, still on your own site, and it's got a nice little pop-up, or modal window, I should say. Then there's Stripe.js, which is kind of like a way to get these tokens from Stripe itself and do some validation and stuff. This is really, really cool. So basically, you give it a little call, you include some JavaScript, and you send a little call off to Stripe with a key that you have. It's called your publishable key. And basically, that will get return. So you send off your credit card details, for example, it will return a token. So that token comes from its little vault. They've got this vault thing that stores all the credit cards. So basically, you can get the last four digits and things like that, but you can't actually get the full card details back. So all it does is give you a token, which you can then process through your server-side code and create a charge or a subscription or anything like that. Super, super secure, and it's just fantastic. I mean, you can go from zero to a functioning Stripe integration in really 5 minutes for the basic implementation. A little bit longer if you want to build fancy in on a server-side language, say, with Rails, and you want to do some form objects and stuff, but generally the API parts are super quick to implement. A good example, in my day job, we had to implement PayPal and Stripe, and we implemented Stripe first, and then we implemented PayPal, and my boss just seen the benefits of Stripe, basically, as soon as we finished the Stripe integration, got onto the PayPal integration. It's just so, so simple. So I thought I'd run through some of the features here. Let's bring up the site here. So you've got seamless integrated mobile payments. It's ridiculous. This is so awesome. I'm yet to use it, but basically it's like native payment system on your mobile devices, whether it's iOS or Android. And they handle everything with your stack. So from start to finish, all your payment stuff is all handled. You don't have to go anywhere else. Like, for example, if you're doing subscriptions, you don't need to go to someone like Chargeify to do subscriptions. Yeah, flexible billing periods, yearly, monthly, weekly, or even custom intervals. That's really, really awesome. Does your coupon support, lets you do trials, and you've got basically an unlimited type of plans that you can add for subscriptions. Like, you can do anything you want. It's really, really awesome. So their recurring billing API is just fantastic. You can accept payments from anywhere. So they've got 100 plus currencies that are supported. I'm not too sure the extent of that. I know when you sign up, so I'm in Australia. I sign up, I accept Australian dollars. So you can't actually switch. So I'm assuming that it just takes a card from, it could be from someone from Canada, for example, or the States or something like that, and they'll accept it. You can't actually just go and say, okay, I want to charge in US dollars in my account set up for Australian dollars, for example. I think for that, you actually got to set up a separate account. But anyway, there is, it's not a big deal, really. It's pretty simple to do. Most people will probably sign up and charge in US dollars no matter where you're from. I personally just charge from Australian dollars. Then there's Stripe Connect. And basically, it gives you full secure access to your users' payments and any business data that they need through this OAuth kind of setup. That's flawless. So Plasso uses Stripe Connect itself to, so when you sign up for Plasso, you get basically a Stripe account created for you, and you've got all the access you need. It's really, really handy, simple. You've got Teams, which is pretty massive. So whenever I start up a project, I create a new account, which you can easily do through, once you're logged into your Stripe account, you can just create a new account, say client Acme Co. I can go in and create a new account for them. Set up the team of the developers, invite the owner or someone who might be managing it into there. We become the administrators of the account, so that we're kind of like the account owner. We do all we need to. At the end of the project, we assign over the ownership, and the owner can then remove us or keep us there or whatever they want. So that's really cool. So you can easily add people on, not having to share logins or anything like that. They have a really powerful webhook system, so if anything happens, it'll send a web request back to you wherever you want it to go to. So you specify these URLs, you can do as many as you like. The really, really fascinating thing, and the thing I love about this, which a lot of others don't do, is it if it fails. So say if your server returns a 500 or 401 or something crazy like that instead of a 200, it'll actually keep retrying. So if it's say some reason an endpoint's gone down on your web app, it will keep trying, and you can fix it and you'll still get those webhooks. So that's a fantastic. The other thing is the data and reporting. It's they have a dashboard, and it's absolutely incredible. If you compare this to PayPal, this is all going to be bashing PayPal a bit here. Sorry, PayPal. But it gives you a really simple dashboard that, you know, even non-tech users can use, and it shows you a brief overview, what's coming in, what's going out, etc. It's just fantastic. And then you can export to like CSV, QuickBooks, and I think there's a bunch of other formats. It's got all the fraud protection. It integrates with various accounting like Xero and stuff like that. The third party system, there's tons and tons of third parties that integrate with Stripe. Absolutely heaps. It's fantastic. Like, the ecosystem is really, really big. So for example, they've got things with like Big Cartel, Xero, what's some other ones here that they've got listed? Shopify, Xcart, seeing what else is here. FreshBooks, GoDaddy's even in there. Let's have a look. What else is there? Form building software. So there's a bunch of plugins for WordPress that integrate with Wufoo. Ninja Forms is one of the WordPress ones. Then analytics, you've got everything here possible, like SaaS metrics, for example, is a pretty big one that they got. Keen.io, they're all there. Recurring payments, if you do want to use someone else, you can go through something like Recurly or Chargeify, which I'll probably say, like, the subscription system is amazing in Stripe. I don't see a need for going to something like Chargeify anymore, as previously we did, but there might be times when you need a dedicated subscription system, so don't completely rule Chargeify out. I think they're awesome, great product. You can connect into Ift. There's heaps of Slack. I use Slack quite heavily, and having any notices of payments coming in or new people signing up, that's fantastic over there. There's just tons and tons and tons of integrations. So you got email marketing and all that kind of stuff. So it does everything you'd possibly need to. I'll probably also mention, the point of sale system. That's pretty amazing, like what they got there. That's, if you've got a small business and you need to integrate online and in a physical format with the point of sale system, it's covered. So they've got all the boxes checked. They're also PCI level 1 certified, which is a pretty massive thing, because a lot of providers still are PCI level 1 certified, but it's good having that peace of mind. They've got their two-factor auth, all that stuff down. As I said, the integration's incredible. Multiple accounts, you can do that. So the multiple accounts, I think, is a pretty big one. So being able to have your own account, and anytime you get a client, you can then go and set them up with a new account. Just take your time. Just go, okay, we're going to create an account for him now. You don't have to worry about the client doing it, because I'm not too sure how a lot of other people work. But generally, for these kind of things, you want your clients to be able to sign up for them, so it's kind of in their hands. But getting clients to do that can be difficult, whereas them having the option for you to create the account for them and then hand over the ownership is just fantastic. But anyway, that's basically, I just want to give a quick run through of Stripe and why you should be using it, and I don't see why anyone else would use something else. I think it's just fantastic. Yeah, I've never had a bad experience, and the support, talking with the guys there, is just guys and girls. They're awesome. Everything's just amazing. They've done a fantastic job. Anyway, that's it. If you have any experiences with Stripe or questions, anything like that, please let me know at Code of Catchup on Twitter, or we've just enabled comments, and we should be also in the iTunes store, so you can put some reviews there. Hopefully that will be accepted shortly. But anyway, if you have any other questions, please let me know, and catch up.